Man, I was paying $1,200 a month in my for my apartment in Honolulu, and I had a buddy who was a serial entrepreneur. I met him at a party, and I just started talking to him, and so of course we hit it off, and then we were just, you know, bam, I was like, dude, I've got this idea, we can do it, and we went headlong into the project.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Awesome Inc.'s podcast, where we highlight people pursuing their definition of, you guessed it, awesome. So buckle up and get ready for some more success story adventures and failures from Kentucky's tech and entrepreneur community. Hey, y'all, thanks so much for tuning back into this episode of the Awesome Inc. podcast. I am with probably one of the most dangerous Western Cowboys that I know by the name of Corey Payne. He has a big old beard and he has got some swagger. So Corey is someone that hails all the way from Murray, Kentucky, which is probably, I think, 5 or 6 hours away from Lexington. He pitched at a Five Across event. Corey, I believe that was about 2 years ago. I think it was in one of the ballpark, if I remember correctly, outside.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was awesome. That was a cool experience. And then Corey is also now a part of the fellowship. And I think you are the first person, or maybe you're the furthest member away since I've been at Awesome Inc. to having the fellowship. So we're glad to have our long lost relatives or our long distant cousins with us, and we're excited to talk about the work that you're doing with UJoin and all that goes on in the policy industry, because boy oh boy, I know very little. So I want to know a lot about what's going on in your world, your background, and then again, Corey, we're informing the people of Kentucky who listen to this show about what you do, your services, and why people should be entrepreneurs. So with that, I'm going to come up from air and say, Corey, introduce yourself. Let us know maybe where you currently are and what's a little bit of your background. How'd you get from, you know, your previous experiences to sitting down today to talk about UJoin?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on. This is awesome. I'm just blown away with the whole model of Awesome Inc. and just the style and the way you guys go about your business is just super cool. Very, very glad to have stumbled upon all you guys. But I ended up moving from Murray to Paducah, Kentucky. So that's where home base is now. That's where home base is going to be to grow this company and raise my family. So I'm very excited to be in that little river town over there on the west side. I'm actually not there currently, so I keep saying there. But I ended up in Paducah. It's, I guess, kind of a long story. I'll squish it down as small as I can. But I grew up in a tiny town in Ohio, like, you know, not much going on. I didn't really, it's a double-edged sword. You know, I grew up, you know, in a big family and had fun and ran around. But I, you know, once I got to the big city to go to college, you know, I started learning a lot of things. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I just said, I'm just going to major in English. That was easy for me. Got out of there and I've landed this excellent job selling furniture all over the state of Michigan. I had this, you know, kind of sought after job in the industry. I got really lucky to land that job. But I also was very curious about society and, you know, current things happening. And I was just devouring books, philosophy books, current events. I just couldn't get enough information about what was going on. And the reason for that is because I started realizing there were some big problems in various sectors, which was okay, whatever. There's always going to be problems, no big deal, no need to stress out. But what was weird to me is that I saw that there were actually solutions to these problems that were purposely being put on the shelf and not implemented. And I couldn't wrap my brain around that as a young 20-something. So, long story short, for better or worse, I jumped into the nonprofit sector and I was like, I hate politics. Like everybody else, I was like, politics, it's, you know, like made me cringe. But I was just like, I'm going to go headlong into this because I know this is where, you know, the rubber meets the road with important issues. So I'm going to figure this out. And I got into nonpartisan policy work. I didn't want anything to do with the elections. I just wanted to try and get these solutions implemented. And I was just like a crazy 20-something. And I was like, I'm going to dedicate my life to this. So anyway, long story short on that is I got super burnout, as you can imagine. I was making $18,000 a year, working 100-hour weeks. You know, it was crazy. So I said, this is stupid. And I moved to Hawaii to go surf. This was around 2005. and ended up getting into some campaign finance reform work out there. Nobody knew, there weren't too many people that were good at policy work and running campaigns. So I, anyway, but meanwhile, I always had an entrepreneurial mind. I always wanted to start a business. My first business I actually started was a skateboard company. I found these ecologically built skateboards, and I was rebranding them, and I was selling them on a website, and that was kind of a tough, the margins were just not good. So I shut that down. And then I was looking for, I was running this nonprofit, and I needed a way for my nonprofit members to communicate to legislators and make it really easy. And, that's really where I couldn't find anything. So I said, bam, here we go, baby. Let's get this going. So I moved out of my apartment. I was paying $1,200 a month for my apartment in Honolulu. And I had a buddy who was a serial entrepreneur. I met him at a party, and I just started talking to him. And, he also read philosophy. We were talking philosophy and all this stuff, but he had a dev shop. He had one of the only software dev shops in Honolulu. So of course we hit it off, and then we were just, bam. I was like, dude, I've got this idea. We can do it. And we went headlong into the project. I moved out of my apartment. He said, I know this guy that's got a horse farm out in Waimanalo, and he's got an empty fifth wheel. You could probably go out there and live for free if you just weed whack the property. And I was like, boom. So ended up out in Waimanalo, Hawaii. I moved into a fifth wheel, had a bunch of cockroaches in it, had to get rid of those. And I just started spending all my nights and weekends weed whacking, working and working on the business and getting it going. And that's really how it all started. And, so that's how it started. And from there, it became more and more and more difficult every step of the way.
I want to call you Corey Capahala. I don't know if you remember the Johnny Tsunami reference. It was an old like Disney Channel movie. It was great back in the late 90s. But dude, that's awesome. I've never been to Hawaii. One day I'll go. But it is interesting to hear you talk about, I don't know if using the word shirk, like you shirted or you shirked your responsibilities. I don't know if that's the correct word. But how you went from being in Kentucky, hey, I'm going to go out west, and you learned something. But even in doing so, we wouldn't be sitting here today if you hadn't made that trek out to Honolulu. Wow, that was probably an awesome time. I want to pick your brain on that some more. But yeah, Corey, let's keep talking, because again, policy and you said it well earlier, like policy, I think like people don't understand it. It's not exciting. But obviously there's something that you found that most people have an issue with, or there is a problem that they have not been able to provide a solution for. So can you talk about what problem exists that you joined is aiming to solve? If you could say it in like one or two sentences.
It's really giving people the tools to influence and impact legislation at any level, city up to federal. This could be the policy of a university. It could be policy of a company. That's really what we do. We give them the tools to do that and do it effectively, and hopefully do it in a way that's actually fun.
So how does your platform work? Is it a SaaS product? Is it something physically that people have to go drive talk about what the service that you join offers is?
Yeah, it's a cloud-based SaaS product. It's not a mobile app. It's a SaaS product, and similar. Everybody knows how Eventbrite works. You get a link.
Yeah.
Click on the link. Punch in your information. Boom, you get a ticket. Same concept. You get a link from somebody that has a UJoin account. You click on it and they say, oh, cool, I'll send a video message to my legislator. Bam, hit send and it's done.
Cool. So the video message is what I know is the unique part of what you guys offer. So why did you go the video route of maybe versus doing anything else? So why was that a crucial piece for you guys to implement?
We just didn't know. I read Lean Startup, one of the first books I read when I got into this. So I just was like, let's try it out and test it. It's not expensive. We won't build our own, proprietary code around it. We'll just put in a widget and see what takes. And nothing took. It was like crickets and tumbleweed. And then, after COVID, all of a sudden people started using it a lot more.
Really? So what do you think was that's a silly question if I'm going to ask. What do you think COVID, propelled that? But, that is one of the things that is pretty, pretty fun to watch about startups. I say this often when I speak to college students, that the first person who said, hey, I should let people use my car in the middle of the day when I'm at my 9 to 5. Like, dude, you're a freak. Why would you want to give your car to a stranger? Hey, I got a spare bedroom. I'll rent it out to a stranger. You know, but look at, you know, like Uber and Lyft and Turo and Airbnb, all these different platforms, VRBO, that have come from right timing. And again, for you to say, hey, we heard, we saw tumbleweeds, we heard the crickets, and then COVID happened. And then, you know, once people wanted to be remote, boom, your platform is growing up. So let's talk about what UJoin is. So obviously it's a SaaS platform. It allows for policies to be made. Again, it sounds like a very unique way, but also probably streamlines a lot of the stuff of someone being able to record a video, articulate what they want to say to get it to, again, is it used by just government, or is it, you know, local nonprofits or local government? Talk about who, again, your primary market is and why you found this to be such a helpful tool.
Yeah. Well, what I found when I first started digging around was like, okay, this technology already exists, but it's only really big trade associations, companies, big nonprofits, you know, anybody with a lot of money, any entity, they have access to it, but really nobody else did. And that was what was super exciting to me, because I was thinking, heck, we can go capture the small to mid market because it's just wide open and it's very uncrowded. But our customer verticals are really nonprofit groups, which include trade associations, like business trade associations. Like one of our customers is the Association of Land Professionals, Professional Landmen. But then we have classic nonprofits as well, like hunger and homelessness oriented nonprofits and folks like that. And but we also, what we would like to go after are just neighborhood folks who, you know, see a, you know, like the other day, my wife's uncle was driving on this road that he's driven on a lot. And, you know, a guy pulls out in front of him, he T-boned him and broke his sternum.
Oh, man.
Because, and it's just one of those intersections that the city government hasn't put the time in to hire a consultant company to come in and actually do the work of figuring out why there are so many wrecks. But the citizens that live there could just go to city council and, you know, send them a bunch of messages or whatever and just say, hey, let's get this done, you know. So we'd like to go after those folks too. But yeah, the low-hanging fruit right now is state-based nonprofits and trade groups, public affairs companies.
That's sweet, man. Well, I know from our history together with Awesome Inc. that you have pitched at Five Across and you are now a part of the fellowship. So can you walk us through the journey of maybe when you first got referred from, it was Monica out with Grow West, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, hey, shout out Monica. Thanks so much. Corey's great. So from your time of pitching at Five Across, can you walk us through the journey or the growth that you had from, again, I think that was that June 2020 or June 2021? It's somewhere in that time frame. But yeah, from that point to when you applied to the fellowship, would love to hear the growth and, you know, maybe even some of the crummy times, the hardships that you faced, but that you overcame.
Yeah, I am not 100% sure. You know, I guess one thing that really sticks out in my mind, and you know, for anybody that hasn't really seen what Awesome Inc. does, all I knew is once I saw what you all were doing and the branding and the style and what I was like, I want to hang out with those guys. You know, this sucks. I'm over in Western in Paducah. But I just knew, and the model's awesome, you know, covering all the bases to grow a sector. And, you know, there's a big vision to it that's also cool to me where, yeah, we're all trying to like build businesses and be successful. But this is also about building a sector that's going to lift all boats, you know, once things really get humming. So that was all super cool. What was also really cool, the thing that happened to me is, you know, we're doing, every founder does this dance. And it's a horrible dance. You have, you know, you're walking around with your shoes tied together and you're trying to, you know, make enough money to build a life. But at the same time, you have this side hustle and you want to dedicate time to this business. So you can't really go all in on a career job. I mean, I was doing job interviews. I met my wife in Hawaii. She's from the Paducah area. And that's how I ended up here. And that's where we're going to raise, you know, we're here, we're raising our kids here and, you know, we're all in Kentucky, but, you know, I'm telling my wife, I've got this startup and it doesn't really make any money yet. And, you know, we're trying to like raise kids and build a life. And, you know, so, but it was also hard to, you know, go after jobs. Anyway, January, something interesting happened. January of 2022, we rebranded our colors. Our colors were like poopy pea green and like gross fuchsia and black. And I was like, oh, this is terrible. So I got the horrible idea to hire somebody off Fiverr. Not always a horrible idea, but I got the, in my case, it was a terrible idea. I got somebody to rebrand our homepage. The logo was fine. All of that stuff was fine. But the homepage, we used this really crappy stock image of like people in suits sitting around a table. And I was like, oh, that looks cool. Let's plop that on there. As soon as I did that, it just looked fake and like cheesy. And all of a sudden, where we were landing 75% of our demos were converting into sales, all of a sudden it went down to like 10. And the first two quarters of 2022, which also coincided with a little bit of seed money that we got that allowed me and the programmer to go full time for the first time ever. And all of a sudden the sales were like tanking. I was just like, what in the heck is going on? And then I, you know, part of it was advice from, you know, Awesome Inc. stuff. And then part of it was advice on some of the online stuff that I found. We redid the homepage, and part of that was Key Horse was helping us. They hired some consultants to do a review of our homepage. Anyway, long story short is all of a sudden it was the homepage. Once we did that, the last two quarters were the best we've ever had. December was the biggest month we ever had. And it feels like, you know, whatever cylinder was jacked up in my Oldsmobile, we got it right. And, you know, now we're back on track.
That's great. And, you know, it's funny to hear your problem came from your homepage. You know, some people, it might be, we can't get team growth, or we can't get to retaining clients, for whatever reason. So glad to hear that. Again, you're plugging in using resources from, whether it be Key Horse, they're an amazing partner. So I don't use the word awesome too much. We're really thankful for what they do and how they've even elevated Five Across and are serving other Kentucky entrepreneurs. Very grateful for them. And to, you know, to hear that you found what was a problem, you fixed it, and then boom, here's your growth. So talk about it. Now that you're part of the fellowship, we kicked off this fall. What are you hoping to accomplish in the next calendar year of being in this program, being around other entrepreneurs, and yeah, maybe share one or two milestones or big goals that the UJoin team is hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, it's really just go to market. We've never had a budget. We've bootstrapped the whole way. All of our sales are word of mouth. We've never had a budget to really test paid ads, test, you know, to really work on our SEO and up our, you know, search. So it's all of the things you would think about that are go to market strategies. That's what we want to do. The first thing that we need, but right now all of our revenue is going to salaries and like the operating expenses. And so I don't pay myself that much. I pay the programmer a lot of money because I'm not stupid. But we need to raise a seed round, a small seed round, so that we can really test these things out and see what's possible, and when we can spend a little bit of money to go get customers. So that's really the whole aim. And I don't know how to do those things, so that's what I want to learn.
Cool. That's great. They're very realistic, and you can accomplish them. So Keith, if you're listening, make sure you help Corey out. That's great stuff. Well, I know
Keith's on it. Keith's the man.
Yeah, he's done excellent work, and we're thankful for him. We're so thankful for him. So Corey, I know, wrapping up here, that every good company, well, really everything business wise, you're gonna have competitors. I know some of yours you shared are, I believe, One Click Politics, Mustard, New Mode, Quorum, Every Action, Voter Voice. There are probably others. So what sets you apart from what your competitors are doing? What gives you that extra edge?
Yeah. Something interesting happened in the last year. Everybody's getting gobbled up by three companies in our space. So it was already fairly uncrowded. I mean, if you Google the online advocacy, all kinds of stuff pops up, but it's not really what we do. But we're just, the main thing is we're more design forward. We do have some proprietary code that allows us to email U.S. senators. We've got some other stuff, but we're nimble and we're just more design forward. And that's how we want to win the day. And we have other ideas about really some really cool IP and proprietary stuff we can get into that includes AI and stuff like that. But, you know, that's all for another day. Right now, we just want to the market's out there. It's just a matter of going and getting it. So we want to prove our, you know, prove this product set first, nail it, do it well, be the best at it. But yeah, I would say design is really sort of our advantage. And then in terms of functionality, we're really big into iframes and allowing our customers to embed stuff onto their own web pages. And we were the first one to do the video messaging, and only one other competitor has followed suit. So we'll keep iterating and doing new stuff like that.
That's great. Well, Corey, last thing I want to ask you, what is the best way for the folks who are listening to either support you join further or even potentially be a customer and use your service?
Our homepage is really the best. I mean, it's our marketing page. It's where you can get in touch and really learn about what we do, but you can always just, schedule a demo, talk to me, hook into my calendar, and I'm always happy to chat. Like I said, our customer verticals are public affair firms, trade groups, nonprofits. So if anybody knows, I have an aunt, and I think she has a really good friend that works for a nonprofit, and I think they do advocacy. Yeah, send a message. That'd be awesome.
Cool. Well, what's your website and what's your email?
Website is UJoin, and that's a letter UJOIN.co. There's no M on the end of that. And my email is Corey, Kory, at UJoin.co.
Awesome. Well, Corey, thanks so much, man. Enjoy your time with your family. I know you're traveling right now. And again, we're excited for what's going on in Paducah and for UJoin, again, growing in the fellowship, but also just growing as an entrepreneur in another part of Kentucky. So the network, our community is just growing, and we're so proud of the work that you're doing, and we're excited to see that you accomplish some of those goals here in the fellowship program. Well, that's it, guys. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Awesome Meets Podcast. And another quick thank you to Lee Rosevere and a few members from our community who provide the music that you hear in this show. Lastly, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz, or even better, come on down to our space. Come be a part of our community and get plugged in, and let's start something awesome together. You guys rock. We'll see you next time.